I've had some bad ideas in my life before, and the next four lines might be the worst, because everyone I know have recommended against what's about to happen, but, you know, whatever. I've been good, but it won't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. I can hardly stand the wait. Hurry, Christmas, don't be late. First of all, never follow a men's quartet with that. Oh my gosh. Hold on. It was a bit pitchy, you know. If you could try it again. In 1958, can you believe that song, 1958? Alvin Simon Theodore recorded what we know as the Chipmunk song, also known as Christmas Don't Be Late. At my house, we've had fun the last 48 hours. We've been playing cards, not well, but we've been playing cards. There's presents, there's lights, there's food. Oh my gosh, there's so much food. There's travel, right? There's joy, the best movies all year, the best food all year. Christmas has so many things. Christmas is so many things. And one thing Christmas never, ever will be is late. Anywhere from 500 to 1,000 years, the Hebrew people were waiting for a Messiah. Our souls join with theirs and sing, "Hurry, Christmas, don't be late." That word Eve is an incredible word. The night before, the time before. Tonight, we're going to have some fun. There will be food and there will be anticipation. I can remember as a kid, my older brother had a waterbed. You know, that was weird. Talk about that later, Mom. Okay, but he had two windows. It's kind of like the corner office, you know, because he was the older brother. And I'd hop in bed with him. We'd wait all night long looking up in the skies. And we'll do so many things tonight. But among the most important things that we do is wait. It is, in fact, so good to wait. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for love? That's a good thing to wait for. Are you waiting for that new job? That's a good thing to wait for. And I'll just be 100% honest, and I'm just going to take the air out of the room just for a moment. The hardest thing I've been through in my entire life is in the last couple years walking with some friends who were waiting for a child. I mean, and it didn't even happen to me. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for romance? Maybe you're waiting for something to be waiting for, you know? Like you're longing for a longing. What are you waiting for? For 500 to 1,000 years, the Hebrew people waited. Their entire lives waited. I hear those amens in the back. I was recently in the Detroit airport with a one-year-old waiting for a rental car. Okay, that is one definition of you know where. Yeah, you got it. Good. Let the eggnog sit in. There you go. What are you waiting for? And we've been waiting for what? How long, really? And some waits are wonderful. Have you ever been snowboarding, snow skiing? You get down to the bottom, you take the gondola back up. I mean, it's the greatest weight in the entire world. Even when some idiot at the bottom like drops a glove and the whole thing like swings forward and you stop and you're like looking around. It's like, this is the most wonderful waiting of my entire life. Like, there are moments where you're waiting and it's pure joy. And then there are moments where waiting is in fact going to the DMV. Where waiting is, the doctor tells you to come in for more tests, and it's weeks later before they give you an answer. When you're waiting for that relationship, for that pregnancy test, you're waiting for that child in the armed forces to finally, if ever, come home. Waiting is in fact pure joy and the worst. And friends, I believe that what God is up to is worth the wait. And tonight, we join in and we wait. And we sing off key, Christmas, don't be late.